Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
Joined again this week, although last time we were joined by him, I guess the deep state, we were going somewhere we didn't need to go. And when I was talking to him last time, we had our power cut. Joining me again from Austin, Texas, the editor-in-chief of the TruthAboutGuns.com, that is Dan Zimmerman. How goes it?
Going great. Nothing ever happens around here.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the stuff that hasn't happened around here. So, Facebook gave you the axe.
They did. It did on Monday afternoon with no notice, no reasoning, no nothing. We just had our page unpublished.
Now, just out of curiosity, what are you guys going to do concerning that? I mean, you already have... How many people come to thetruthaboutguns.com per month?
Well, to be clear, our website is still up,
yeah,
and is going to remain up. We have very, very good backup processes and systems. We have offshore options, and we will never be down.
Right.
If our current hosting service tries to do what Amazon did to Parler, we would be down for a matter of maybe a couple of hours or something like that, and then be right back up. So our website is going nowhere. Our Facebook page, and our website has about 1.6 to 1.7 million readers per month. Our Facebook page, which is now gone, had about 400,000 likes and followers.
Right.
That, of course, is gone. And what we've done instead is try to encourage our readers to sign up for our email service so that we can send them information. Because a lot of people who are on Facebook would follow our feed, and they'd see the most current post coming up, and then they'd click over, and that'd take them to the website, and they'd read the articles. Well, now we'd like to encourage our readers to sign up for our website, for our email service, and get that information that way, bypassing the tech oligarchs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm doing that. Not quite on that level, but I'm doing that. I've got a newsletter. You know, I'm going to try to consolidate everything to the website. I'm going to put up video channels or accounts on BitChute. I've already done it on GunStreamer. I've got one on Rumble. I mean, I'm putting multiple things out there to cover this in the event it goes sort of bad.
But, yeah, we've got redundancies too, and because I said we send out our emails. Email is certainly not immune to this. MailChimp this week nuked their service for the Virginia Citizens Defense League, so the VCDL had to scramble and find another email service provider. A week before they're going to have their big annual rally in Richmond. So it could happen on just about any platform. However, if you do your homework, there are platforms out there that are much more tolerant of free speech and are far less likely to do anything like that than the big boys and the tech giants.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Twitter only holds sway over us and denies us if we're on Twitter. And if we walk away from Twitter, they become irrelevant, don't they?
That's absolutely true. To the extent that people stop using Twitter, Twitter becomes a non-entity. The argument was always, you know, if you don't like what Twitter's doing, fine. You know, it's a business, it's their own business, it's their own playground. They can do what they want. Go build your own platform. Parler did, and you see what happened to them. You have to, and people are learning this now, you have to build these platforms on a foundation of sites that are going to cater to free speech and opinions that the tech giants would otherwise deem out of bounds, over the line, wrong think. There are sites like that. And given the number of people who are looking for options, the demand for those kinds of services are only going to increase. So I'm sure more and more companies are going to scale up, and new people will enter the market, and you're going to see I think you're going to see a bifurcation of the internet. You're going to see the dominant media people, the dominant internet providers on one side, and you're going to see everybody else who wants to be able to say what they want and not have to worry about being canceled.
Well, the other thing you can do is own your servers. I mean, and I don't know how it, like Gab does it. Gab was having a good time with Twitter the other day. Did you see that?
They were. Now, one of the issues there is to the extent that you grow quickly and grow fast.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to scale up. And
yeah, they didn't have the bandwidth there for a minute.
No, I tried to sign up on Gab because we did have a Parler account, but that, of course, is now gone. So I tried to set up on Gab, and I was experiencing, you know, like dial-up speeds. So, I'm sure they've got all the gerbils running on all the wheels over there trying to keep things going until they can keep everything, or they can scale up to meet the demand. I'm sure they've got thousands of people every hour adding accounts over there.
So, yeah, I signed up for Gab and everything. But, you know, I never use Twitter that much, and I don't know how much I will use Gab or any of this other stuff. I'm a member of MeWe, but I don't know how much I'm going to use that because that one is sort of a mystery to me. I haven't quite figured that one out yet. I can't sign into it on my desktop, and I don't really like using my phone. I've got big, big fat thumbs, so.
Yeah, we're trying to navigate all these things and decide which ones make sense for us and which don't and that kind of thing. So it's a process, but we'll get through it. And we will continue to operate, and the truth will not be silenced.
Well, I think this is, you know what, I'm sort of, and I hate to put it this way, but everybody had to feel the pain to get active. Everybody had to feel the steel
right
to get active. And I think now some of these apolitical people have been slapped around a little bit, and now they are fully aware of what's going on. And I think this might be one of these things where it was, that instant gratification the left sought. Well, that's not going to work out too well in the long run.
I think you're right. This has been a long time coming. They've been doing this on a small scale for years. Now they've just accelerated it, and it's getting people's attention. You're seeing what it's doing to the stock price of companies like Twitter, and it is waking people up to the reality of living under tech monopolies.
And under one-party rule. That's another thing. Coming up on the first break, you can find The Truth About Guns at thetruthaboutguns.com. They're going nowhere. They've got everything in place. What they lose, that just creates a vacuum. They'll just fill it in another direction, and they'll point you in that direction. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. truthaboutguns.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and as we were coming up on the air and everything, there's been a little bit of movement. Apparently, there's life at the NRA. What has happened?
Well, the NRA just issued an announcement that they are filing what appears to be a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, and they are going to recharter in Texas, abandoning their charter that has been in New York for decades and decades. A lot of people will say, why did it take you so long? It shouldn't have taken coming under attack from the New York Attorney General to do this, but it's happened. And, of course, the big headlines in the media and people like Shannon Watts will trumpet the fact that the NRA is filing bankruptcy, though it is a prepackaged one. And they apparently will continue, although it would be interesting to see what any bankruptcy judge decrees, if that has any effect on leadership, on the officers there. Who knows? I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how these things can go. But I've seen the letter from Wayne to the members, and he stresses that he says we are as financially strong as we've been in years. I have trouble squaring that with.
Do you think this will begin to pick up though with the climate we exist in now?
That what will begin to pick up.
That they will get more donations and the members will come back and people will join, or what do you think is going to happen with them? Are they in place for that?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to have difficulty throwing in with the NRA as long as Wayne and the current regime are in control. If the move somehow results in a change of control at the top, which I'm sure Wayne isn't expecting. I'm sure he's hoping that this is all going to keep him right where he is, and the compliant officers and board members are going to continue doing what they're doing. Again, I'm not sure how the Chapter 11 filing will affect any of that. Who knows what might come to pass. He said that, they will be reincorporating Lone Star State, and he says this plan represents a pathway to opportunity, growth, and progress.
We'll see. I mean, if I don't know what I would do. In his place at this moment. This looks like a very good move for them to make. Of course, this is. I'm sure there's lots of people that were wondering. I know people that were suggesting this in 2015, 2014, right? Before this was an issue, right? Before they decided to go down and sell the Carrieguard. Yeah, before they decided to get with Carrieguard.
Right.
And before they decided to embrace what turned into a public relations nightmare that just opened the uncorked everything. I would be interested to see now which way they go as far as leadership myself. I'm waiting to see. Although I suspect I will probably renew and join them simply because...
I'm going to continue to be a member. When all this broke into the open and people realized what had been going on there and just how bad things were at the top, we editorialized months ago. And I think our post was called, "It's Time to Defund the NRA." I advocated when I wrote the post that people retain their membership. The members need the ability to continue to vote and have a voice in the organization. Now, the organization is structured in such a way as to minimize the weight of the membership vote and insulate the officers as much as possible. With 76 board members, and almost all of whom are compliant, I don't want to say lackeys, but supporters of Wayne and virtually everything he does. but you've seen the results of this. Those people have a fiduciary duty to the membership, they have arguably failed to carry that out, and that's one of the allegations made by the Attorney General of the state of New York in her lawsuit against the NRA. So again, we'll have to see if how the bankruptcy affects that whole process. I'm sure that lawsuit will continue to go on. I doubt they can dodge her action by doing this. I'm sure that's the intent, but I don't know legally whether you can do that. There's a lot of moving balls up in the air right now, and this literally just happened. I haven't had a chance to talk to smarter legal minds than me about what this means in a practical sense.
Well, you go to, what's his name, Carl Busselager? What was his name?
Busselager, he is one of our writers. He's not an attorney. We have a couple of attorneys who know much more about this than I do.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it'll be it's an interesting time. I think we're about to see. I've been watching I've been charting the way they want to go with some of this nonsense, and the pushback. Well, like you got an article about it on the, and we can talk about this when we get back. But they've tried to turn what happened, even though we know now. Even though we know a couple of things. First of all, there was the prepositioning of equipment and stuff at the Capitol where some Antifa types went out and got it. They're arresting Antifa types that were out there. But that's not what they attempted to do. They decided to lay this on the feet of the American gun owner, right? And you've got an article about the smear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that in the next segment. But for those of you out there that if you were following The Truth About Guns on Facebook, well, this is just, they're in the middle of they planted their foot and they've cut into another position because Facebook has taken that away, and they continue to go forward. And I'm sure in the coming days they'll be putting stuff out on the website. Pay attention to the website, thetruthaboutguns.com. They'll keep you up to date on everything you can do to get notifications of what's happening. And just stay in the loop. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says help is on the way in the form of President-elect Joe Biden.
His plan makes big, bold, urgent action building on some of our Democratic initiatives in the last Congress, including an increase in direct payments to $2,000.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, Pelosi cheering Biden's proposal for an aggressive new coronavirus relief package. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committed to an orderly transition and a safe inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week. Pence meeting with some of the National Guard members and offering them some words of encouragement.
Thank your families as well. I know you all had to mob out to get here, and being here at the Capitol providing the level of security that's going to make it possible for us to have.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to leave the White House on Wednesday morning, sometime before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. President Trump announcing he will not be attending the inauguration of his successor, the president expected to head to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida instead. The president loses control over Air Force One once Biden is sworn in, but outgoing presidents are normally afforded one last trip on the iconic aircraft. Two earthquakes over 2 days in Indonesia.
So far, 34 people have been killed and scores injured after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to, well, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now we're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and I was talking before about the article where you guys have noticed they're trying to smear gun owners. Tell me how they're trying to do this.
Well, the anti-gun media, the anti-gun left, the civilian disarmament industrial complex as a whole has used the opportunity of the siege or the occupation of U.S. Capitol last week as a cudgel to use against gun owners, even though I'm not aware, I could be wrong, but I'm not aware of any firearms that were taken into the Capitol. Maybe some were, but certainly none were used. The only shot that was fired at all was, of course, fired by a U.S. Capitol policeman that killed one woman there. But we've seen a flurry of thoughtful think pieces and pearl-clutching articles on what this means for the nation, for a gun-owning nation. One saying carrying firearms is incompatible with democracy, another saying that civilian gun rights result in lawlessness. We've got people declaring that real villains, in fact, in the whole mess at the Capitol were gun owners that encouraged this. And we've got people inventing smears and lies against gun-owning congressmen, members of Congress, and trying to blame them for the whole affair. So it's been a mess. It's been entirely predictable. We knew exactly what was going to happen when it happened, even though, again, I'm not aware of any guns on the part of any of the people that went into the Capitol that were carried. I don't know, maybe you've heard of them, but I have not.
The only thing I've heard about was that there was somebody charged with multiple weapons charges for Molotov cocktails.
I heard that there were a number of firearms and ammunition found in a car away from the Capitol.
Right. The initial thing was that they were going to catch him and execute him and that kind of thing. And that's being pushed back too. So
yeah, I forgive me if I'm cynical, but I tend not to believe any of that garbage because I think a lot of that stuff is very convenient and is very narrative driven. I could be wrong, but lot of experience has taught me that that's usually the case.
Look at the terminology. That was not a siege, okay? That was not a siege, not in the military sense of it. It was not a military operation at all. Except for Antifa, there was no organization there at all. And you had two groups, right? You had the one group that was getting shot at and or breaking things and everything else. And then you had the other group that was walking like a big tour group down the middle of the velvet ropes.
Yeah, there was all kinds of things going on. There were some battles going on. Obviously, we had people being fighting with some Capitol policemen in one part, but I've seen video of Capitol policemen opening the doors for other people in other parts of the Capitol. The FBI has reported that a day before they heard of plans for this whole thing to happen, which kind of contradicts the argument that Trump fomented the whole thing, therefore needed to be impeached. There's just all kinds of evidence and conflicting reports on both sides of this whole thing, and it's being spun in the most efficacious way to advance the left's agenda, and specifically in what we're most interested in the anti-gun agenda. Again, despite the fact that guns had virtually nothing to do with the whole affair.
We'll see where that goes to. I mean, there's a couple of things. Obviously, the country is not interested in more gun control. I saw a figure there. Yeah. What's the figure on the latest new gun owners? I saw something like 8 million.
8.7 million. That's the latest.
So 9 million, nearly 9 million people. So obviously, gun control is not a thing because the other thing that I haven't been paying attention to, because it sort of fell by the wayside. Are they still rioting in the Pacific Northwest? Does Portland still have it going on?
Have something going on over the weekend, I believe. And yeah. Portland's feckless mayor even came out and criticized it, amazingly enough.
Did he get punched?
I don't know that, but it's just amazing that he had anything bad to say about the people in his city who have been trashing property, assaulting people, killing one person for months and months. But all of a sudden now that we've got a change of regime in Washington, now it's a problem.
Well, I don't think it's a problem. It's interesting, though, that the leftists finally found a riot they didn't like.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a non-riot.
Yeah, the riot at the Capitol was a national outrage. The riots that have been going on in Minneapolis and Portland and Denver and cities all over the country, causing billions and billions in damage and killing at least three dozen, maybe more, people, mostly over the summer, but off and on ever since. Those riots are just necessary protests that were just unavoidable. And mostly peaceful, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing that I don't see anybody making a comparison to, last year, this time last year, when you and I were sitting in Vegas, they had the rally in Virginia, where it looked like they were going to herd them into a kill zone, And they showed up wearing plate carriers and carrying, you know, carrying long guns and all this other stuff. And when they left, first of all, it was very peaceful. Nothing happened. And when they left, it was cleaner than when they got there.
Right.
And there, now here you have, what was it? There was like 10,000 armed people there?
Where?
In Virginia.
Oh, last year? There were more.
Yeah.
I think the number I saw was 20 or 25,000.
Yeah, and that's not how many. There were more people there than the the armed people. So I really would like to know where they think the difference changed, but it's quite interesting to watch the way they portray this, the way they push it out there.
Yeah, Virginia senator or legislators have already been demagoguing that whole thing, because that's due to happen next week, and their warning of terrorism and the huge threat against Virginia's capital, even though, again, last year it was perfectly peaceful and there were thousands and thousands of gun-owning Americans there who marched peacefully and did everything Americans are supposed to do in order to exercise their First Amendment rights responsibly.
All right, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to talk some more with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, which is a website that is still up, going to stay up, going to always be up, not going anywhere. The aggregator, the writer, the original content, that all remains intact. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And if you publish this, I haven't seen it, but have you seen this thing going around, this supposed flyer that was they ripped the graphics from a BLM flyer where they're calling for an armed protests in the U.S. Capitol and all the state capitals across the country?
Yeah, we've run a few things on that, and I've got another post that's going to go up. Our post, the most recent one, is called "The Left Declares the Real Capital Riot Villains Are America's Gun Owners," and in that, we reprint a number of these apparently false flag ads and promotions for armed action to take place in and during and around the inauguration. This is a transparent event to try and gin up something very bad. And obviously, the anti-gun people and the people who have done this are trying to foment something and then use the results of that to really push the anti-gun agenda, and we suggest that anybody involved and anyone who cares about Second Amendment rights stay away from these supposed protests. There, no one we can find anywhere is willing to say that they're the organizers. These things call for protests in Washington and in 50 state capitals, and we've talked to people in a number of states and people who would know about something happening in their state, and none of them have been involved in any way or know anything about these things being organized in their state. So it certainly appears to be a malicious false flag operation.
I just, this is a thing, and I maybe some people might call this soft. I don't subscribe to going somewhere, and I'm a real big fan of Sun Tzu, right? And I don't subscribe to going somewhere and doing something unless doing something symbolically. Now, would you agree that I wonder if President Trump had it to do over again, if he would have had a rally January the 6th? What do you think?
I'm thinking that he would. I'm thinking that he might have stressed that he wants people to protest the way the right and conservative groups typically protest, which means peacefully, and they leave the place cleaner when they left than when they got there. Conservatives don't riot. Conservatives don't cause damage. What happened at the Capitol was a huge aberration. That kind of thing, I can't remember anything like that ever. The left, however, that's a standard feature of what they do. Look at what's happened ever since the George Floyd killing. We've seen it in previous cases. I mean, we've seen it in Portland for a long time, even before that. Look at what happened in Los Angeles years ago. Violent protests, looting, burning, killing. That's a feature of left-wing operations.
They're shock troops. Absolutely.
Love to do that kind of thing. That
but, I mean,
is not what our side of the political spectrum has traditionally done. So the fact that it happened last week was particularly shocking.
Well, I mean, Trump in his speech at the rally said, go to the Capitol, make your voices heard, and then go home in peace.
Yes, he did. I mean, anybody who reads the transcript knows that he did not advocate riot, violence, anything like that.
Okay, let me rephrase the question then, Counselor, if I may. Do you think that the MAGA people, if they were to do this again, they would say, we need to make sure that we have organizational control over the people coming to this event?
I don't know how you do that. I mean,
Well, those numbers, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, anybody could have joined that group. And apparently a lot of people who weren't actually sympathetic with the cause of the protest did do that. Obviously, we know of at least one Antifa-type person who was arrested and who was there and entered the Capitol. And I'm sure there were others. How many and how involved they were in the actual organization and the escalation of the whole thing, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we'll ever know that. But there were plenty of people who were on the right side and were definitely Trump supporters who were involved, who did it as well. And it was not a good look for anybody.
No, but I mean, with what they were doing with this little flyer and everything, armed, all this other stuff. They're always trying to control the narrative. And getting out there and calling the siege and the breach of the Capitol and all this other stuff and, you know, the attack on democracy and all these other things. And as far as I know, do we know of any politicians that attempted to engage these people?
Not that I'm aware. I saw a quote from Tom Massey, who is perhaps the most pro-gun member of Congress, saying that he was glad he was armed.
He was
very glad that he was armed. He had his concealed carry gun with him. I assume Lauren Boebert did too.
Sure.
I don't know. So no, I don't think any of the actual members of Congress, either on the House side or the Senate side, engaged any of these people. I think Capitol Police did all of that.
Well, I'm just talking about going out there saying, "What do you tell me what your grievance is or whatever it is?" But I mean, as I observe these fun things happening in the country, I don't see the need to do something symbolically when very shortly we may have to do something actually. That's where problem comes.
I understand your point of view. I certainly hope nothing kinetic actually happens. But this thing in allegedly in 50 state capitals is it's clearly. It's just an attempt to stir things up.
It's a stupid attempt, too, because, like, who's ever done an armed protest in Albany, New York?
Yeah, exactly.
And Sacramento, California.
Yeah, and there's one going around that advertises it as the Million Militia March.
Oh,
you think
okay.
Anybody on the right side would call it that. It's just, it's so stupid. And so blatantly transparent that the... Hopefully
I sincerely hope we don't see anything kinetic myself. But I do think that if they continue to push without expecting any sort of blowback and do some of the things that they're doing, like they tried to do with Parler when everybody shifted to Parler, okay, we'll just take that away too. That kind of denial is you know, that's a combat thing. When you deny them, that's a combat thing. So,
well, what it
anyway.
Is, it's an escalation, and it only frustrates people more and heightens the temperature.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And given that the left seems to their temperature goes sky high with very little provocation, I can't imagine what's going to happen if a couple of million veterans get out there and say, you know what, I've had enough of this stuff. Can you imagine that? It'd be bad.
I'd rather not. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'd be exciting, but it would be bad. Thank you very much for joining me. And stay relevant. Stay out there. Stay in their face.
Oh, don't worry about us. We'll be here.
Outstanding. Truthaboutguns.com. Check them out. That is Dan Zimmerman. Coming up next, we're going to finish the week with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.